Hey there, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
And we're the Pleasure Mechanics. And in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes at pleasuremechanics.com using the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving us a voicemail message. Today we're going to be talking about a really popular topic, and that's how to have a threesome. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Lily writes, I'm hoping you can help me out. My husband has always wanted to have a threesome, and after 10 years of being happily married, I think I'm finally ready to go for it. But I'm worried about screwing up our relationship. What would you recommend as we plan our first threesome? I have a friend in mind, but sometimes wonder if it's safer to go with a stranger. How can I make sure that our twosome will still be intact after a threesome adventure? That's a great question, and it's one that a lot of people have. The threesome is probably the most popular sexual fantasy for men, and it most often does involve their partner or their wife. So you should know that it's an extremely common sexual fantasy for men. In The Normal Bar, which is a New York Times bestselling book that surveyed thousands of couples, they found that men's most common fantasy was having a threesome and including their partner. So know that it's a very normal, common fantasy. And it's totally up to you if you act it out or not.
Right. I think the first thing we want to recommend is that you really go deep in exploring the fantasy with your husband. So here at Pleasure Mechanics, we make a differentiation between fantasy and desire. Fantasy is the realm of your erotic imagination where anything is possible and anything goes. A desire is a craving for an actual lived experience in your sex life. So as soon as you bring something from the fantasy realm into a desire, you start having real life consequences. And I think you're aware of this as you're asking, you know, how do you keep your marriage safe while exploring this new desire together? The first thing I recommend is that you really explore the fantasy with your husband. Keep it in the fantasy realm for a moment and just feel free to speak your minds together about what turns you on, what specific images you might have, what gets you excited about a threesome, and make sure you're both speaking up. You say it's his fantasy, but if you're willing to try it out, then there must be something arousing about it for you too.
I think a lot of women are curious about what it would be like to be with another woman. And we know that men are often fantasizing about what it would be like to be with two women at once. So a threesome can be pleasurable for both of you. But we also think it's important not to necessarily assume that your husband would be interested in being with two women. The cuckolding fantasy is extremely popular.
What's cuckolding?
So cuckolding is when a man watches his wife or woman be with another man. This is reportedly what Tiger Woods was into, or one of the things he was into, was watching women be with other men.
Yeah, it's one of the more popular male fantasies, actually, and that can surprise a lot of people. But jealousy can be a very powerful turn-on. A lot of men actually do have fantasies about watching their wives or girlfriends be with other men. So make sure to make space in your conversation to explore both sides of the fantasy. And at the very least, you'll have a really interesting conversation. And I think it's important that if he expects your sexuality to be flexible enough to enjoy being with another woman, then maybe he should explore his sexuality being flexible enough to accommodate another man.
At least something to have a conversation about.
Definitely.
What's important about this is to really explore what excites you about this. I think a lot of people get into exploring these things because they want to please their partner. And of course, that's a lovely aspect of it. But it's also really important to find what about the fantasy and bringing it to life potentially actually really excites you. So look for where your desires are in this scenario.
Yeah, and in this conversation, we're inviting you to become really specific about both your desires and your boundaries. So talk about not only what you want to happen and what you both expect to happen, talk about where your boundaries are. So, for example, he might say, you know, I just get really turned on thinking about fucking you from behind while you go down on another woman. And all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, I'm not really interested in going down on another woman. So that's kind of off the table, buddy. Have a conversation where you feel free to both talk about your desires and set very clear boundaries about what will and will not happen.
Yeah, it's so important to remember that there are so many different activities that you guys can do that can count as a sexual encounter that doesn't necessarily have to include intercourse. Of course, it can if that feels interesting and exciting to you, but it's also valuable to remember that it can be a heavy makeout session. You guys can use hands to create a lot of sensation and orgasm and pleasure. That way it can stay really sexually safe, and it can be a little bit more emotionally safe to explore what the feelings are of being with another person with an act that some people perceive as less emotionally intense or intimate.
So I think what I hear you saying, Charlotte, is to consider having kind of a starter threesome, where perhaps you don't go all the way, but you explore being sexual with a third person, but keep it within certain boundaries.
Right. I think that can be a great way to start. Some people may feel turned on by including intercourse in the threesome, but others may want to begin exploring sharing energy, sexual energy with another person, and keeping the risks lower.
Right. But I think even if you're turned on by going all the way, it might be wise to explore a threesome where you keep that desire in bounds a little bit and have experience with a third person within certain boundaries, stick to your agreements, no matter how turned on you get. And then you can have a conversation afterwards about how it went, what was good about it, what could have been better. Deal with whatever emotions come up without having gone all the way.
Totally. I think it's a great way to begin. Because then if you guys like it and the feelings of jealousy are kept in check and you feel more turned on than jealous, or maybe a little jealous, but that's okay, then you can try it again and take it up a level. I think it's a really safe way to begin exploring this within your relationship.
Right. And another idea there is maybe use the power of the internet to start exploring opening up sexually without a third person even in the room. So you could get on an internet chat client and have someone watch you guys having sex and tell you how hot you are and talk to you while you're making love. You could go into a chat room and watch someone else, and you and your husband could, you know, watch someone pleasure themselves and get turned on that way. There's a lot of ways to explore without going all the way. And if you have any nervousness about it at all, or any feelings that your relationship might be threatened, I think it's really important to take baby steps. Sometimes I think we feel like when we're exploring a sexual fantasy, we have to go all the way because the opportunity might never come again. And that's really acting out of scarcity rather than abundance. So give yourself permission to explore smaller steps towards opening up sexually with a third person, and make that part of your negotiation and your communication with your husband, and see what scenario feels right for you as a couple.
I love that. You asked about whether or not to explore with a stranger or a friend. And of course, both have their pros and cons. The benefits of exploring with a stranger are, of course, the anonymity, that you don't necessarily have to see them again, or it's unlikely that you'll see them again. The excitement of being with a new person and the simplicity of it, that you're exploring entirely with a new person, there's no strings attached, and it can be a simpler scenario. So bringing a stranger into your bedroom can definitely be exciting, but the cons are that you don't know the person. So conversations about safe sex can sometimes be a little bit more challenging. You can't negotiate ahead of time, and it can have more risks. It can be a little more dangerous. You don't know what you're getting into at all. It can be fine, but there is a little more risk. The benefits of being with a friend are that it can be more comfortable. It's somebody that you have a relationship with, that you can talk about safe sex perhaps beforehand, you could even negotiate beforehand, and the con is that you know the person.
Right, you might have to see them at your cocktail party. Your
barbecue. Or...
Which can actually be a benefit. There are couples who have long-term relationships where they have threesomes once in a while, and in the rest of their lives, they're friends with a person and they're part of their social circle and no one else is all the wiser. But that can get a little more complicated. You know, if you're concerned about your husband getting attached, or maybe even you getting attached to the third person, if it's a friend that you're going to see in an ongoing way, or, you know, a coworker, then it might get a little more emotionally complicated. And there's something nice about having sex with a stranger and never seeing them again. But, you know, you're going to have to decide what works for you there. And as we said, maybe you do baby steps into a threesome with your friend, if, you know, that friend is up for it, and see just what making out with that person feels like, and have them over for a sexy dinner, make out, do some heavy petting, as they say, and stop there, and then see how your friendship feels afterwards, because that's a lot easier to recover from if it doesn't go well than if you go all the way.
Just about the coworker, I don't think that we necessarily recommend having sex with coworkers. I feel like in this day and age, that can be a whole other ballpark of crazy.
Yes.
So we'll leave that for another episode.
So in terms of picking the person, I think you just need to think about the pros and cons and explore some options with your husband ahead of time, and then see if that person is up for it. If you're going to go for a stranger, logistically, that can be challenging. It can involve putting an online ad up on somewhere like Craigslist and sorting through all the replies you'll get until you find someone you're attracted to. Some couples will go to hotel bars and let destiny take its course. You know, maybe you find a sexy stranger and try to seduce them. That technique can actually be a really fun way to enliven your date night, but there's no guarantee of a threesome at the end of the night. So if you're okay with just going out and flirting with people and seeing what happens, that can be a strategy. Just make sure you've negotiated your boundaries ahead of time. So if that sexy person at the bar says yes, you and your husband are on the same page about what will happen.
This is also a great thing to explore in another city. If you are taking a sexy weekend away, it's particularly fabulous, perhaps, to explore when you're away from home and can feel a little freer and like you're definitely not going to bump into somebody again.
Yeah, and speaking of hotels, whether or not you're with a friend or a stranger, whether or not you're in your hometown or some exotic city, we kind of recommend using hotels as sexual retreats. There can be something nice about being in a totally new room, and you can even choose a hotel based on its decor and what you find sexy. You know, go to an ultra modern hotel and feel that luxury, or go to, I don't know if anyone finds floral sheets sexy, but
you know, go old school Victorian if that's your thing. Yeah,
right. You can kind of match your fantasy to the hotel. But what's nice about a hotel is that you can leave and leave the experience contained in that room. If you have a threesome in your marital bed, then you'll always be reminded of it. And there's something nice about keeping your bed and your home just for you and then having adventures in hotels. We don't recommend, especially if you're having sex with a stranger, going to their home. That opens up all sorts of issues around danger and privacy. So if you're having sex with a stranger, book a hotel room and meet them there, and that's a lot safer than going to someone else's home. Okay, so you have talked and negotiated about the fantasy, you've set your boundaries, you've found a third person, you've found a location, now what? Now you get into the juicy action of a threesome. And a lot of what you do will, of course, be up to you and your boundaries and your desires, but here are some general tips on keeping a threesome hot. The biggest thing is to triangulate erotic energy. I'll say that again. You want to triangulate erotic energy. So if you think about sex with just one person, you're kind of creating a force field between you. You're paying attention to them, they're paying attention to you, you're touching them, they're touching you, and energy is exchanged in this two-point linear way. As soon as you introduce a third person, you're creating a triangle of energy. And the worst thing that can happen is that two people get stuck in an exchange between the two of them and the third person feels left out. So you really want to create a force field that includes all three of you. And especially in the beginning of a threesome, this is essential. A lot of times when threesomes are depicted in movies, it's like the guy goes right after the new woman and the wife is shoved off the bed and falls comically to the floor and feels hurt. And that's kind of a movie joke, but it can actually happen. And I've heard a lot of stories of actually people being shoved out of beds. So what you want to do is start slowly and make sure all three of you feel included. And this can be as simple as, you know, one person kissing the other, that person kissing the third, and kind of passing kisses around in the circle, slowly stripping one another and paying attention to all three of you as you take off your clothes. And as things heat up, just continue to triangulate the energy so that the erotic energy is flowing equally between all three of you. That said, it's also really exciting to take a moment to watch your lover engage with someone else or to be watched. So as the threesome goes on, you might find that there are moments where you just want to sit aside and take it in, have a rest, have a cool drink of water, and watch the other two people in full engagement. This opportunity to watch two other people having sex is extremely hot. It's one of the great things about having a threesome is you get to have, you know, your own personal show, and then you can join in again when you're ready. And in that case, you can even, you know, touch the lovers, you can kiss them, you can be involved in smaller ways while the two of them go at it. But just make sure to always go back to bringing all three of you in, involving the three of you equally, and making sure no one feels left out. That is the biggest problem people face when having three ways, is one person feels incredibly left out and they feel like all the attention went to the other person. You think she's more attractive than me. You really wanted to be with someone else. I'm just an accessory. Kind of all these feelings that can come up with feeling left out. And I think that's actually a really primal feeling, like goes back to being on the playground and having, you know, no one pass you the ball. You want to be included and you want everyone to feel like they're an essential part of the erotic experience. So really focus on that and things will go smoothly.
Beautiful. I love all that advice. And there's a way that while watching, you can still be a part of it, which I think Chris was saying, but not being included doesn't necessarily have to mean that you're physically involved in every single piece. Like watching can be part of the triangulation. But sometimes it's good just to verbally check in. Like, are you good? No, I'm really happy watching. Or I love seeing you, blah, blah, blah. Or like the person can be talking and telling them what they love watching while it's happening. You know, there are ways for you to really include yourself while you're watching.
Yeah, it can be hot to be the erotic narrator and kind of say what you're seeing and give instructions and be like, yeah, that's right, husband, you know, give her that pleasure. Isn't that cock beautiful? On and on and on. And use your voice. There's nothing more exciting sometimes than dirty talk in the bedroom, and a threesome is a great opportunity to try that out.
While lounging in a beautiful hotel chair, sipping a glass of wine, watching, yes.
Right, and it goes down to the micro moments too. So say you need to get up and go to the bathroom, make sure to be clear and check in if the other two have your permission to continue playing while you're out of the room. Or is it a timeout for everyone? This avoids the things like you going to the bathroom, coming back in, your husband's going down on another woman, and you feel shocked and jealous and disappointed that they didn't wait for you. Whereas he might think, you know, fair game, we're in the middle of this experience, you're just taking a few moments, I can do what I want to do. Those little moments matter, and they add up to the overall emotional experience of a threesome. And in general, especially during your first many threesomes, more communication is always better than less. And even if you feel like you're bordering on over check-in and over communication, we say go for it and take those micro moments to make sure one another is happy, to tend to one another, and make sure that you communicate that your husband's happiness is important to you and that your happiness is important to your husband and your third lover's happiness is important to both of you. But that avoids those kind of strange emotional car wrecks that can happen really unintentionally when you're dealing with such highly charged sexual experiences, such as a threesome.
A piece to navigate around threesomes is safe sex. You want to have safe sex for all of you. You're bringing a new person into the bedroom and...
you don't want a nasty souvenir from the third person.
So some people prefer to use dental dams when going down on a woman, condoms when going down on a man. And that is definitely something you can include just to keep things extremely safe. If you are going to be having intercourse, we would recommend using condoms for both people. So if you're going to be having sex with a new woman, use condoms. Obviously use a different condom for the wife so that everybody is playing by the same rules. It just keeps everyone safer. Wash hands in between touching people.
Yeah, you just want to be mindful of bodily fluids. So if your husband has been having his hand inside one woman, then maybe he wants to wash his hands before touching your genitals. The risks you're willing to take depend on how much you know about the sexual history of your third partner and your own sexual status in terms of transmittable infections. But in general, practicing safe sex will make you more conscious and more aware of what you're doing, of transitioning in between partners. And that mindfulness can pay off in terms of pleasure and safety and take away the anxiety of worrying about passing things around that you don't want to be exchanging. So definitely buy the value pack of condoms beforehand if you're going to be using them and, you know, make sure to keep everyone safe.
It's important to include a really good check-in afterwards with your partner. You can really go over what you both really enjoyed, what didn't work so well, what worked fabulously, if you'd like to repeat it, what elements, do you want to include more sex acts next time? And all of these things can be done immediately after, or you can let it soak in a little more and take a little time between your encounter and your larger conversation. We recommend being extra loving afterwards, really allowing it to be something that brings you guys closer. Like it's a new exploration that you've tried, you've taken risks, you've done that together, you've tried to stay connected, and have it be something that you talk about and hopefully have enjoyed together and can keep building on if you wish to.
Right. Just be aware that both of your emotions will be highly charged after an intense new sexual experience. And just be tender with one another. Be extra attentive, extra loving, and really nurture your relationship in the days and weeks after your threesome. This will go a long way to prevent hurt feelings. Like, for example, if the day after your threesome, your husband doesn't kiss you goodbye like he normally does, you might freak out about what that means. But if he kisses you a few times extra, then that love can be really welcome. So just be aware that feelings might be charged, everything will be heightened, and take good care of one another as you let the experience soak in.
And I think just go into the whole experience before, during, and after with a lot of curiosity. Exploring new sex acts can be so interesting. And just allow yourself to be curious about what you think you'll be turned on by, what you are actually turned on by, what you liked thinking about afterwards. We have this story that lovers being with other people can make us really jealous, and it may or it may not. So really just be present to what you're feeling as it's happening and communicate about it. Let it be something you explore with curiosity.
So you asked how to have a threesome while keeping your twosome intact. And I think that's a really important question to explore with your partner and make sure that in all of the communication and perhaps execution of your threesome, that your marital happiness is a top priority. Your marriage is much more important than any temporary experience you might have in the threesome. It's more important than any orgasm you'll have. It's your lifelong relationship, and you're trying to keep it strong and perhaps even strengthen it through exploring this fantasy together. So make sure you keep your marriage as a top priority as you explore this with your husband. Some of the things we talked about were getting really specific about your desires and your boundaries, so you're clear on what will and what will not happen. Explore both a male-male-female and a female-female-male fantasy and see what comes up there for you. Weigh the pros and cons between exploring with a stranger versus a friend and see what makes the most sense to you. Think about relocating to a hotel so you have a neutral playground for your thrilling adventure. You don't have to go all the way. You can have a threesome and just include, you know, heavy petting and making out. I don't know why I'm so excited about the word heavy petting right now. but you know what I mean? Like, you can have a threesome without having intercourse, without even having oral sex, and still have a lot of the excitement and adventure of a threesome with perhaps a lot less risk. If you are having a threesome, make sure you triangulate the energy and create the force field between all three of you and make sure no one feels left out. And if you keep that as a mindful priority, then you should have a really great time. Have safe sex, keep everyone safe, and keep everyone emotionally safe by doing lots of check-ins and communication as you go. And all of these tips will get you started. You really need to use your own best judgment and make sure that you're going at a pace that feels right to you. And this is such a common fantasy that I actually wrote an erotica story about it as part of our sexual fantasy A to Z erotica series. And the first one I wrote is T is for threesome, because it's the most common sexual fantasy, so I started there. It's available on Amazon. It's 99 cents, and I highly recommend you grab a copy of it, and for a dollar, you have this hot erotica story that's about a husband and a wife exploring their first threesome together, and make it a little reading book club with your husband. You read it, pass it on, have him read it, and then go out to dinner and talk about the book and what you found in it to launch a conversation about how you want to have your own threesome, and use it as a reference point to explore a lot of different facets of the threesome fantasy. And we hope you have a fabulous adventure. Whether or not you actually go through with the threesome, talking about it with your husband will definitely be an interesting experience and bring you closer. And we wish you well and wish you lots of pleasure in your explorations.
If any of our listeners have any questions about threesomes or anything else, you can submit a question to be answered on this podcast by visiting pleasuremechanics.com and looking for the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH.
Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find 8 video guides guiding you stroke by stroke through erotic touch techniques and couples massage, so you can learn how to touch every inch of your lover's body with more skill and confidence. As a listener of the Speaking of Sex podcast, we offer you 20% off any of the download to own video guides. Simply use promo code Speaking of Sex, all one word, on the second page of checkout for 20% off your video guide order.
You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more.
We invite you to be a guest on the Speaking of Sex podcast as part of our Pleasure Mechanics Confessional series. We're looking for people with interesting stories to tell, fascinating sex practices to share, and interesting sexual secrets to confess. Head over to pleasuremechanics.com. Click podcast at the top of the page and look for the link to the Pleasure Mechanics Confessionals survey, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show. We'd love to hear from you and hear what you have to reveal about human sexuality.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, and we are wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.